Hey, Rob Bradford here. I have set out on a mission with my good friends at FanDuel to prove what I have known for some time. Baseball isn't boring. Now I have a daily podcast to prove it with some of the most notable people in the baseball world screaming baseball isn't boring from the mountaintops, or at least agreeing to come on our show. Players, managers, GMs, and yes, even the commissioner of baseball, Rob Manfred. It has been a constant wave of baseball's most powerful voices. So join the revolution. Subscribe and soak in Baseball Isn't Boring. Listen on your Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcast. You'll be glad you did.
As you know, I introduced a proposal for $6 trillion. So I'm going to fight to make that proposal as robust as it can be. And I think, quite frankly, a strong majority of the members of the Democratic caucus want to go as big as we possibly can.
Sanders admits Democrats are not unified on the package, which would expand Medicare and make the child care tax credit permanent.
Let's spend as much as we can, and why not? As Joe Biden explained yesterday, actually it's been 2 days ago now, modern Bidenomics, the best way to prevent inflation is to spend more. Well, spend is a relative term. We're not actually spending it. It's monopoly money. I mean, spending would imply actual money, but it's not that. No, it's monopoly money, borrowed money your kids will have to pay back, or printed money. It's not real money. You know what's funny about this? Do you remember for many years, this went on for like 20 years, you'd see the articles on it. What are we going to do? Social Security is going broke. Medicare is going broken. Remember, you had congressional committees committed to figuring out how to keep that from happening. And what do we raise this tax, lower this tax, lower benefits? Wait, and now nobody's talking about it. We're expanding Medicare. Nobody's saying it's going broke. Now let's expand it. That was going broke. Nope, nobody's saying that. Why? Because we're Washington now is just in the mode of, we'll just print it or borrow it. That's it. We're good. Let's print it or borrow it. How big are we talking? Oh, really big. Senator Bernie Sanders' $3.5 trillion budget proposal, Wall Street Journal says this morning, is actually more like a $5 trillion proposal. $5 trillion proposal. Now, keep in mind, they call it a budget proposal, and I don't know why they do that in the Wall Street Journal. This is in addition to the budget, which Joe Biden's administration said they want to expand from $4 trillion to $6 trillion. Keep in mind, we only fund about $2 trillion of it right now. We borrow the rest. These are astronomical numbers. There's only 330 million of us. Well, I mean, that we know of. The budget resolution fact sheet Democrats circulated last week includes only a bare-bones description of the bill's major programs for new entitlements, health care, climate change, housing. So the media's been repeating $3.5 trillion, but they don't really mean it. No, the real number is about $5 trillion. What? $5 trillion. Okay, so here, all right, so, and I did this yesterday. You got to keep track of this because it's really shocking. So we'd borrow half the federal budget for this year. That's $2 trillion. We did Biden's stimulus in March. There was no new funding source for that. It was all borrowed and printed. So that's $4 trillion this year. We're talking about $5 trillion this year. But then there's the bipartisan deal, which is another $1 trillion. So that's $10 trillion borrowed, or I should say approved for borrowing and printing this year. There we go. I got to get that spending out of my lexicon. That's the old way we used to disperse revenue in this country, spending, which implies having actual cash to distribute. And there's no panic anymore. Isn't it interesting, for 20 years, we paid 20, maybe even 30, panicked over, yeah, Social Security's going to go broke. And, well, if you pay it in, you're not getting it. How many times have I heard that? My generation's not getting it. And now, well, let's just expand it. No, it's no problem. Because spending brings prices down. Which is strange. Because we just hit a record high of owing $28 trillion. We have $30 trillion in debt approved. We haven't released it all yet. So record high. We did a ton of spending. We borrowed, we did $2 trillion in December for that stimulus package. Another $2 trillion in March. We are printing and borrowing at a rate we've never done before, not even done during World War II, $1 trillion in 4 months. And for those who don't understand how we're doing it, we pretend, this is how we pretend. We pretend we have real money. We put out treasuries, you know, bonds you could borrow. And they're not, there are not enough people on earth to buy them. That is how literally hysterical and bizarre our spending has got. There's not, it's not even just demand. There's not enough people on earth to buy them. So we print money and buy them back and put them on the balance sheet. And every time we do that, the prices at the grocery store go up. But somehow, if we just add another $5 trillion, we will be at approving half, the equivalent of half the economy borrowed and spent this year, if this goes through. Now, why is it, according to the Wall Street Journal, that Bernie's plan, which is $3.5 trillion, is actually a $5 trillion plan? Well, according to them, their plan is to include every program but start small and pretend they're temporary. This will let them skirt the budget reconciliation rule that spending can't add to the deficit outside of a 10-year budget window without triggering the 60-vote threshold to pass. So they're having the first vote, test vote today, see if they get this through. I mean, this is crazy stuff. They're saying it's $5 trillion to $5.5 trillion. You just keep going and just keep going. So I guess the good news is we're all going to have Social Security. We're all going to have Medicare. I don't know why anybody on earth would want to possess a dollar bill, though, at this rate. I mean, it's just going to spin out of control. Anyway, all that's going on. Wall Street Journal has the analysis today of what they're doing. It's astonishing. All right, coming up on the show, the Washington Post reporter, and he's a columnist, actually, and best-selling author Josh Rogan, the man who gave Americans the permission to speak of the origins of COVID, when he said, well, people don't want to face this, but Anthony Fauci might have been the father, the grandfather of COVID. Remember, went on Megyn Kelly's podcast, and he flat out says in the podcast, I don't think I can go on a bigger venue like a cable station. It's just too dangerous to tell the truth in America. Well, I don't know. I guess the Chinese don't like it. That guy is now defending Rand Paul, saying Rand Paul was right, Fauci was wrong. Fauci lied under oath about funding gain-of-function research. Folks, I don't even know why this is debatable at this point. The National Pulse, Raheem Kassam's publication, got the emails, the actual emails, between Anthony Fauci and Peter Daszak, the head of Echo Health Alliance. They're going back and forth on what kind of progress you making at the Wuhan lab, Peter. Well, we're working very hard on teaching those viruses to jump. You got it done yet? No, not yet, but we're very hopeful. You teach them to jump from humans, from animals to humans, that's gain of function. It's right there. So everybody's having this debate today and pretending we don't have those emails. We have those emails. I covered them 2 weeks ago. This is old news. Fauci was knee deep in these experiments. And he didn't just fund them to the $600,000 level, as he told Congress. That was a lie, too. It was $4 million. And that doesn't even count the $39 million the Pentagon chipped in. And what, if anything, Fauci might have had to do with that. Again, this is all out there, folks. Judicial Watch got these emails in a FOIA. You don't have to say, well, is that a good news source? Go read them yourself. They've been out there 2 weeks now. Mainstream media could pick them up. They're his emails. They're Fauci's emails. Fauci eagerly awaiting news about whether the virus had been trained to jump in the military-run enemy lab of our enemy, the very same enemy who said their goal was to create a bioweapon out of a coronavirus. They began telling us this in 2004. Weaponize it and use it not on the battlefield, but economically, to get the upper hand economically for a generation. Sure looks like that happened. It's the weirdest. Anyway, all that coming up.
Thank you. baseball is in full swing. NBA playoffs are heating up, and your NFL team is gearing up for training camp. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
All right, major smackdown. We're going to get into this between Anthony Fauci and Rand Paul about whether Fauci lied to Congress. And he did. He absolutely lied to Congress. He not only lied about whether he was funding gain-of-function research, that's bioweapon research, he lied about the amount that his agency had spent. It wasn't $600,000. It was $4 million. And it only scratches the surface. I want to get into this today, too. There's something going on here. Did you notice the six, and nobody's asking the very obvious question, because we don't talk about the things that really matter in our country. We're like a big dysfunctional family. Okay, 30 vaccinated Democrats get on a plane. This is not a joke. Sounds like the beginning of a joke. 30 vaccinated Democrats get on a plane. Six of them test positive for COVID after their trip to D.C. Okay, even in Common Core math, this is just one trip, mind you. That's a 20% infection rate. And we're all having debates. Is this a super spread of episode? Wait, hold on. Hold on. Is the shot failing? Those are big numbers. Those are big numbers. Anybody want to talk about it? No. Does the shot work? Why is it failing? Is it maybe not that effective against variants, like we're being told? Is it that the medical experts across the world, including Luc Montagnier, that is the guy, the virologist who discovered AIDS and won a Nobel Prize for it, says that the shot will eventually make your immune system fail in terms of additional variants? That what's going on here? It's a legit question. And all of a sudden, as this is happening, as we are now having Sky News report that in the UK, 60% of new infections are among the vaccinated. 60%. All of a sudden, they want to clamp down on what people are talking about in terms of COVID. I mean, more so than they have in the past online. Why? I've been saying for a while something's up. Or it could be something else. It's one of two things. The shot's either failing for whatever reason. We need to discuss why and what it means. I mean, folks, it's only one trip. They're all vaccinated, all 30 of them. 20% come back with COVID? Yeah. No one wants to talk about what that means. Nope. Well, it could be this too. And both have major implications. The PCR test gives false results at a very high rate, that COVID test. And we've been on this since the beginning. The first sign something was bad, wrong, was in Portugal. Remember this? Back in November of 2020, a Portuguese court ruled that the PCR tests were unreliable. They returned false positives. Oh, at what rate? 90%. Wait. The highest court in the land of Portugal said you couldn't use the PCR test to justify a lockdown because it returns up to 90% false positives? Mm-hmm. Because they were running the PCR test at 35 cycles or more, just like here. Wow, so a lot of these people were told died of COVID, maybe didn't? Mm-hmm. Well, that's just one court, it's just one country. Well, no. Remember the day Biden was sworn in and the WHO, which we're told, even though China tells him what to say, we got to believe him. WHO admitted that the PCR test is very faulty and returns a high rate of false positives. The FDA joined them on January 5th, 2021. Massive rate of false positives. So even if you have some fragments of the DNA of the virus that couldn't possibly infect you, it returns false positives. So what do we think? What does this mean? Six out of the 30 that traveled, all of them vaccinated, come back COVID positive. Means one of two things. Vaccines failing. They don't want to admit that. Or these numbers were always grossly inflated. It's one of the two. It's one of the two. The Wadsworth Center, a New York State laboratory, this was last year, one of the first to do this, analyzed the results in July at the request of the New York Times. Their count threshold was over 35. What does that mean? About 70% would no longer be considered true COVID positives over 30 cycles. They set the cycles so too high. So high that it would detect the virus even if you didn't have it. See the problem there? So there's, and they'll never admit which of these it is. It's just one of the two things. Either the test is being shown to be extremely faulty, and we never had the cases they told us, or the shot's failing. It's one of the two. We're going to find out which it is. And that has huge implications, and that's why they don't want you talking about this on social media. Okay, so did Anthony Fauci's NIH fund gain-of-function research bizarrely at the Wuhan lab? Okay, in the original exchange with Rand Paul, in other words, that's where you teach the virus to jump. It's the idea that you would do this at the Wuhan lab is bizarre. That is a Chinese military lab. You're literally not just teaching the virus to jump, dangerous viruses from animals to humans. You're teaching the Chinese to do it. After they vowed to use exactly that kind of virus, a coronavirus, their military leaders and Communist Party leaders in speeches have been doing this since 2004 to unleash it on the world to gain the economic upper hand. It's indisputable. And you're like, wow, where should I do some bioweapon research? I know, I'll do it at the Wuhan lab. Yeah, sure, that makes sense. They've never had to answer for any of this. That is the question I want to know. Why would you partner with the Chinese military after they have vowed to destroy us economically using just such a virus? Why would you do that? But he did. Now, in his original testimony, and Rand Paul misses this piece, he also denied funding it at the Wuhan lab. Okay, so there's a big shift here. He admitted to perjury. And everybody missed the part. He said, no, Wuhan lab, no, not me. No, not to Wuhan lab. Nope, By the way, even when he wasn't under oath, he denied that he had funded research at the Wuhan lab, period. Forget whether it was gain of function. So this for the first time, Anthony Fauci is admitting here, okay, yeah, I did fund research at the Wuhan lab. So this is a major jump forward. This is an admission that he had lied for about a year on that. Remember how bad this was. Remember who decided whether you got banned off Facebook, banned off social media, banned off Facebook for suggesting it might have come out of the Wuhan lab. Who was it again that Facebook partnered with to silence you? Why, that would be Anthony Fauci. We have the emails back and forth between Zuckerberg and Fauci. It's astonishing. So he lied to you for a year, over a year, had you silenced on Facebook, and he comes out and admits, oh, yeah, we were funding research at the Wuhan lab. We were doing it. Okay, you'd get corrected with a fact check if you put that up on Facebook if you didn't lose your page. So that admission is in here too. Everybody's missing that. They're focusing on did he perjure himself or not. Okay, you should know before I play this, it's extraordinary audio, that the Washington Post reporter who broke this whole thing like, yeah, it came out of the Wuhan lab, Josh Rogan, is saying, nah, Fauci's lying here. Rand Paul's right. Take a listen.
Dr. Fauci, as you are aware, it is a crime to lie to Congress. Section 1001 of the U.S. Criminal Code creates a felony and a 5-year penalty for lying to Congress. On your last trip to our committee on May 11th, You stated that the NIH has not ever and does not now fund gain-of-function research in the Wuhan Institute of Virology. And yet, gain-of-function research was done entirely in the Wuhan Institute by Dr. Xi and was funded by the NIH. I'd like to ask unanimous consent to insert into the record the Wuhan virology paper entitled Discovery of a Rich Gene Pool of Bat SARS-Related Coronaviruses. Please deliver a copy of the journal article to Dr. Fauci. In this paper, Dr. Xi credits the NIH and lists the actual number of the grant that she was given by the NIH. In this paper, she took two bat coronavirus genes, spike genes, and combined them with a SARS-related backbone to create new viruses that are not found in nature. These lab-created viruses were then shown to replicate in humans. These experiments combined genetic information from different coronaviruses that infect animals but not humans to create novel artificial viruses able to infect human cells. Viruses that in nature only infect animals were manipulated in the Wuhan lab to gain the function of infecting humans. This research fits the definition of the research that the NIH said was subject to the pause in 2014 to 2017, a pause in funding on gain of function. But the NIH failed to recognize this, defines it away, and it never came under any scrutiny. Dr. Richard E. Bright, a molecular biologist from Rutgers, described this research in Wuhan as, "The Wuhan lab used NIH funding to construct novel chimeric SARS-related coronaviruses able to infect human cells and laboratory animals. This is high-risk research that creates new potential pandemic pathogens that exist only in the lab, not in nature. This research matches," these are Dr. Ebright's words, "this research matches, indeed epitomizes, the definition of gain-of-function research, done entirely in Wuhan, for which there was supposed to be a federal pause." Dr. Fauci, knowing that it is a crime to lie to Congress, do you wish to retract your statement of May 11th, where you claimed that the NIH never funded gain-of-function research in Wuhan?
Senator Paul, I have never lied before the Congress, and I do not retract that statement. This paper that you are referring to was judged by qualified staff up and down the chain as not being gain of function.
You take an animal virus and you increase its transmissibility to humans,
right.
You're saying that's not gain of function?
Yeah, that is correct. And Senator Paul, you do not know what you are talking about, quite frankly. And I want to say that officially. You do not know what you are talking about.
Let's read from the NIH definition of gain of function. This is your definition that you guys wrote. It says that scientific research that increases the transmissibility among mammals is gain of function. They took animal viruses that only occur in animals, and they increased their transmissibility to humans. How you can say that is not gain of function?
It is not.
It's a dance, and you're dancing around this because you're trying to obscure responsibility for 4 million people dying around the world from a pandemic.
And let's send Dr. Fauci.
Well, now you're getting into something. If the point that you are making is that the grant that was funded as a subaward from EcoHealth to Wuhan created SARS-CoV-2, that's where you are getting. Let me finish.
We don't know.
Wait a minute.
The evidence is pointing that it came from the lab. And there will be responsibility for those who funded the lab, including yourself.
I totally resent the lie that you are now propagating, Senator, because if you look at the viruses that were used in the experiments that were given in the annual reports that were published in the literature, it is molecularly impossible.
No one's saying those viruses caused it.
It is molecularly.
Those viruses caused the pandemic. What we're alleging is that gain-of-function research was going on in that lab, and NIH funded it.
That is
not... get away from it. It meets your definition, and you are obfuscating the truth.
I'm not obfuscating the truth.
Senator,
you
Paul's
are the one.
Time is expired, but I will allow the witness to...
Let me just finish. I want everyone to understand that if you look at those viruses, and that's judged by qualified virologists and evolutionary biologists, those viruses are molecularly impossible to result in SARS-CoV-2.
No one's saying those viruses caused the pandemic. We're saying they are gain-of-function viruses because they were animal viruses that became more transmissible in human, and you funded it.
And you...
admit the truth.
And you implying...
Senator Paul, your time has expired, and I will allow witnesses who come before this committee to respond.
And you are implying that what we did was responsible for the deaths of individuals. I totally resent
and it could
that.
Have been.
And if anybody is lying here, Senator, it is you.
Josh Rogan, best-selling author and columnist for the Washington Post, tweets, "This guy's not going to have very long career longevity. You're not going to survive at the Washington Post telling the truth." That just doesn't fit in with their marketing plan. "Hey, guys," he tweets, "Rand Paul was right and Fauci was wrong. The NIH was funding gain-of-function research in Wuhan, but the NIH pretended it didn't meet their gain-of-function definition to avoid their own oversight mechanism. Sorry, not sorry, if that doesn't fit your favorite narrative." And, of course, gain-of-function is teaching deadly animal viruses that would not normally jump to human beings, don't have the ability to do that, to do just that. So fascinating. That would mean he lied to Congress, which they've sent other people to prison for. But only those affiliated with Trump. Texter writes, "Fauci's hubris is leading to a terrible punishment for the American people. By the way, that's on the text line, 71307. Another texter writes, "The Wuhan lab had the gun. Fauci gave them the money for the ammunition." Another texter writes, "Fauci knows he will never be prosecuted for his crimes against humanity. Those doing the bidding of the globalist crime syndicate never are." Yep. Do you remember? See, I remember not too long ago, Vanity Fair published a piece in which they quoted folks from the State Department as saying, "We can't talk about gain of function research our government was doing at the Wuhan lab because it would open a, quote, can of worms, unquote." So come on. Are we going to really pretend this isn't the case?
Baseball is in full swing. NBA playoffs are heating up, and your NFL team is gearing up for training camp. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.